It's Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the simply massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's happening?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Saturn in our evening skies. Now, the moon this week will be waning, meaning a return to dark skies.
And this week, speaking of the heavens, we are looking as far away as one can possibly look in the solar system and news about some clouds on the radar.
That's right. We are returning to the cold depths of the outer solar system this week and to our most beloved of dwarf planets, Pluto. Some time ago, the NASA New Horizons spacecraft visited our tiny neighbor and obtained an incredible amount of data about this frozen world. The high-resolution images showed us for the first time what the surface of Pluto was like. What New Horizons also did was to study the atmosphere, and it has now been discovered that there are clouds in the Plutonian sky.
And what does this discovery mean in terms of its significance about clouds on Pluto?
Well, we see clouds all over the solar system, but for the longest time, we used to view Pluto as nothing more than a glorified ice cube, a barren oddball of the outer solar system. What New Horizons did was reveal that Pluto is a fantastically diverse world. There are magnificent mountain ranges, frozen seas of exotic chemicals, and now clouds.
So it has an atmosphere of some kind, is what it seems like.
It does, but an incredibly thin one.
Okay. And in terms of the makeup of the clouds, any idea what they're made of?
Well, the clouds here on the Earth are made of water, but the clouds on Pluto are exotic in comparison. They are made of hydrogen cyanide, methane, and ethane. They're also very short-lived, and we think that they form during the Plutonian dawn and dusk.
And how do they know what's in the clouds? They actually measure it or just from looking at them?
Well, New Horizons was able to not only take pretty pictures with its cameras, but it was also able to take spectroscopic measurements to show us what kind of chemicals exist not only on the surface, but also in the atmosphere of Pluto.
Using a light kind of mechanism.
Absolutely.
That is such a trip. They can do something like that without actually taking a sample of the air. Amazing stuff. It's Christopher Phillips and another insightful stargazer, this one talking about Pluto. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.